Rate of Americans giving birth slightly dropped last year as the nation continues to see fewer babies born than it did before the pandemic. According to the CDC, there were over 3.6 million children born in 2022. That's 3,000 fewer than the year before and 15% below the peak hit in 2007, which saw over 4.3 million births. But the data also highlights an ongoing shift in the age of those giving birth. Birth rates among moms in their teens and early 20s dropped to another record low in 2022. The rates among those in their mid-30s and 40s having babies increased. For more on this, I am joined by Bradley Sherman. He is the author of The Super Age, Decoding Our Demographic Destiny. So why are we seeing this decrease in U.S. births?
Don, this decrease has been happening for over 250 years, but it's only in the past 25 years that we've really paid attention to it. And it's for a multitude of reasons. Industrialization is a big one of them. Moving to urban areas is another. Obviously, the education of women is a big part of it. But in today's modern context, economics play a large role. It's hard for women, in fact, hard for families in general, to justify having babies right now because the cost is too high. So we have to modify our systems in order to up that birth rate if we want to.
But on the other hand, fewer teen births is not necessarily bad news, in fact.
No, it's actually a success story. Yeah. This is decades long of education and prevention, birth control, and making sure that teens in particular know that they have an option to wait until later life to have children. Obviously, these upper end births, women who are 35, 40 plus, are part of the scientific revolution. The fact that these pregnancies just a few decades ago, in fact, in some doctors' offices today, are referred to as geriatric pregnancies, are much more common than they were just a few years ago.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot, all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Welcome to the War Room. It's Natalie G. Winters hosting, filling in for Stephen K. Bannon today, Friday, April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Now, usually when I'm talking about unrestricted warfare, I'm typically talking about the Chinese Communist Party. But when we're talking about all things birth rates, fertility, there is no group of people on this planet happier than the segment we just played watching that, than the globalists, whether at the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the climate change cultists. They want to see birth rates plummet, especially here in the United States. And of course, big labor, big corporate donor types use it as a pretext, as a predicate to allow and continue a mass invasion of this country. They love declining birth rates because it gets them basically everything that they want. I'm so happy and honored to be bringing on someone who's new to the War Room, but Laura Jacobs, to kind of walk us through what we just saw. Of course, United States birth rates are really abroad are hitting, what is it, record lows. Can you give the audience a little bit of an introduction as to who you are and why you are an expert to talk on this subject?
Of course, Natalie, thank you. And what you said is so true. So I'm a professional matchmaker, and honestly, all day, I spend most of my day coaching women who have waited too long to have a baby and can't anymore. So I am really, really versed in this subject. I match really high-value men, a lot of them Republican. I consider high-value men Republican. And, you know, they're looking for a woman of value, too, who has family values. And it's also very hard to find a woman these days with family values who wants children. I mean, there's so many factors to why this birth rate is declining right now.
So let's walk through some of those factors. I know you have some anecdotal experience, but sort of back to my opening segment, it seems like there's something more intentional going on here, right? This isn't just a happy accident. So from your professional expertise, what do you think from a cultural or political perspective, or even a policy perspective, are some of the driving factors behind this?
I mean, I just think we're indoctrinated as little girls in the school system by the far left from such a young age. I mean, I remember going to school and going to college even. Nobody talks to you about the importance of becoming a mother. Nobody talks to you about the importance of finding a husband. All they talk to you about is your career. You must get a degree. You must do this. And I'm not putting that down. I absolutely think you can have both. But to just say only you need to go after your career and you don't need a man, and this whole boss bitch lie culture, that is fully the leftist media and the leftist agenda and the feminist movement trying to get women to, you know, to not have children, to say you don't need a man, you don't need to have children. And as a mom of four, I can tell you that it is an absolute lie.
Can you walk us through whether it's, you know, personal experiences with clients that you've worked with, but just more broadly, I'm sure people who watch this show all have friends who probably used to be Democrats, used to be liberals, and they bought into that mindset that you were talking about, only learning later in life that it, you know, wasn't necessarily the path to go down. But what does sort of that unraveling, you know, look like? What are some of the precipitating factors that get people to sort of see the truth and see the other side of things and see that being a mother, being a wife, is something to look up forward to and look up to?
Yeah, I mean, I see it every day. I see it with female clients that come to me and, you know, they put their career first because they were told to. They were basically brainwashed by this entire movement, the feminist movement, so you don't need a man, work for yourself. And then they turn 39, they turn 40, and they come home at night and the house is empty. There's no husband to greet you. There's no baby to cry. It's just you and your house and you have money, and they have a very empty existence, right? And that's when they call me in panic and they go, hey, Laura, can you find me somebody? And honestly, by that point, it is extremely difficult for me to find you a man at 39, 40. It is so hard because your clock is ticking so much that it is like my hardest search. And then they realize, they go through an awakening that they have been lied to their entire life.
So in terms of policies to sort of help rectify this, whether you see it on, you know, an individual level from sort of a cultural messaging perspective, but, you know, when you look abroad and you see some of the pro-natalism policies, I don't even like that term. It's just pro-family, right? It's pro-nuclear family, which is obviously so under attack here in the United States and abroad. You know, in your opinion, do you think that that's sort of the solution out of this, or what do you think is the best way to get birth rates here in the United States amidst, of course, all these huge corporations wanting to suppress it because they want to use it as a pretext for, you know, mass immigration, mass waves of invaders, basically. But what is your take on sort of these, you know, pro-family policies?
I think we need to support mothers much more. You know, the lack of community is gone. We used to have a village to help raise children. Childcare used to be more accessible. It's not. I can tell you as a mom of four, it's very hard to find good childcare. It has nothing to do with money. Like, people don't want to work anymore, you know? They want to just sit back and collect a check from, you know, 2020, right? They don't want to put in work. It's very hard to find good caregivers. So you feel sort of isolated as a mother. I just think in general, overall society doesn't push women to be mothers anymore. They push you, you know, to be attractive and get a career and make money. That's all that matters to them. And I got to tell you, after becoming a mom, there is nothing more fulfilling than being a mother. There is nothing more. Like, my career is obviously important to me, but my babies are the most important thing to me. So I just think we do need to support mothers more. I think mothers are sort of discarded by society now because nobody finds them important.
Just to pivot a little bit, as we were talking about not too long ago, your husband is the president of the Palm Beach GOP, and I know you guys have hit some record levels. I guess this is a better record. We should go for record level GOP fundraising, not record declines in the birth rate. But if you want to walk us through just a little bit how long he's been in that role, the numbers that you guys have raised, some of the uphill battles, if you want to get into that, that you guys have faced being MAGA leaders of the Palm Beach GOP.
Yes, thank you. I'm so proud of my husband, Kevin. Kevin Neal, he's been the president there for 9 months, so a very short term. And he's definitely had a lot of criticism and people saying, you know, he's a new leader, he's a MAGA leader, and he doesn't know what he's doing. That is so far from the truth. It's not even funny. He raised a record-breaking almost $1.2 million for Lincoln Day on March 15th. That's more than the entire Democratic Party raised in the entire state of Florida. So the fact that right here in Palm Beach in our home, he did that is so amazing. Like, it's record-breaking. He's also turning the county red. He's winning local elections. A really good race to talk about is Tom Carney winning Delray Beach. And that was huge to overturn because, I mean, you know, we live here actually, and it's been very blue for a long time. So this is the value of getting a great Republican man, right? And we have four beautiful kids. He's an amazing father. He's an amazing provider. He's an amazing partner. And women also need to look for that. You know, what's funny is liberal women come to me looking for a man and they list all these qualities they're looking for. And then they're like, oh, but he can't be a MAGA supporter. I'm like, well, I can't help you then because, you know, liberal guys want to split the bill. So just off topic, but yeah.
I love that. I'm already getting some text messages from members of the War Room Posse asking me for your number so you can set them up with people. And I think the studio here in West Palm Beach may want some of your services, too.
No,
Laura, if people want to follow you, stay up to date with your analysis, and, of course, check out Palm Beach GOP, everything going on there, follow your husband, give us all the coordinates on social media, everything, how they can get in contact with you.
Of course. So my Instagram is Laura the Matchmaker, and the Palm Beach GOP has their Instagram as well, and you can follow them and keep up to date. So thank you so much.
They are must follows. Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Of course. We got Mike Davis. Mike, maybe Mike needs a matchmaker. Maybe we got to have more matchmakers in the war room. I think we got a cold open that will roll for Mike. If we can, we'll play it.
But I have to say, this is collapsing on its own weight. I mean, you just have to stand back and let it fall. I mean, it just asking simple questions that the jury would want to know has left serious damage for the prosecution. I mean, these are not strange tangential questions. These are the questions that you would have expected the prosecution to ask as just the completion of their line of questioning.
Like, it's also clear as we continue to see, you know, as you were talking with Vaughn, the people who are closest to Donald Trump, who are either breaking with him or staying with him as they're telling the real truth. To me, it is affirming that the number of people, as Vaughn said, including voters, who just accept Donald Trump for who he is, either someone who aggrandizes his own sense of self-worth despite his legal culpability, or somebody that they just accept for his failures but recognize that he's somebody they're going to support. Many of Trump's relationships are relationships of convenience and mutual benefit. You see that in the business world. You see it in the political world. And a number of voters across the country who have never met him say, I still like what I get from this guy, and I might vote for him to return to the White House.
Mike Davis, you're making me watch MSNBC. I don't know. I'm going to have to reevaluate this. Can you walk us through the latest updates on all? There's so many trials, but on this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only time I ever watch MSNBC is on Bannon's War Room. So it's good to get their perspective on here. I would say that this case is a dog. It's always been a dog, and now the American people are tuning into this case in New York, and people see that it's a dog, and it's going to backfire badly on Democrats, as we've been predicting for a long time. Natalie, this is obviously lawfare and election interference. This Soros-funded Manhattan DA brought this bogus legal theory that they're taking a settlement of a nuisance claim and turning what is at best bookkeeping misdemeanors, which they're not even bookkeeping misdemeanors, but at best bookkeeping misdemeanors, and they're trying to transform them into 34 felonies that are, because the misdemeanors are time barred. People see that this is a legal charade. This is Matthew Colangelo's hit job against Trump. He got deployed from the Biden Justice Department, the number three office, and look at who their witnesses are. You have, you know, a convicted perjurer and felon, Michael Cohen. You have a former stripper, Stormy Daniels, You have the national.
And Mike, we're going to have to jump to break. I want to hold you. I know I just cut you off. Right, Stormy Daniels' name. But no, how about this? How about we audit the money that's gone to Ukraine as intensely and intricately as we are basically auditing Donald Trump's finances? The only reason why we don't, because President Trump stands against the globalist world order and all these neocons just want to keep supporting it by fueling what's going on in Ukraine. We'll be right back after the break.
Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now. Before an emergency strikes, your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their four-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, four-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. We talk a lot about lawfare on this show, but I think immigration, or to be specific, illegal immigration, mass invasion of this country is another form of lawfare, of course, aided and abetted by the Biden regime. Amidst all the chaos that's going on college campuses, and believe me, I could do a whole episode talking about my experience at the University of Chicago, as Steve likes to always talk about, not just in the context of what happened in my sorority. The War Room OG crew knows about that episode. But the Biden regime, because it seems like perfect timing to do this, just announced that the Citizenship and Immigration Services opened two new offices to assist with refugees, migration, whatever euphemistic term they want to use, specifically for people coming from the Middle East in Qatar and Turkey. How about that? Let's just import people who hate this country, have allegiances to hostile foreign terrorist groups. But hey, I guess if we're going to send billions in taxpayer dollars to them, maybe we should let them in too. But so the Biden regime is basically paving, I always say, I like to use the Trojan horse analogy when it comes to immigration under the Biden regime, but at least the city of Troy had gates and borders. We don't even have those, and a state that knows that all too well is, of course, Arizona, given their proximity to the border. Mike Davis, besides the immigration lawfare going on in Arizona, there's more, I would say, de jure lawfare in the form of the electors and the AG and all these votes. Can you walk us through sort of the latest on that front?
Yeah, this new Democrat Arizona Attorney General, Chris Mace, who unquestionably stole her 2020 election disenfranchising voters on Election Day. Remember, voters showed up. They were told to go to another polling place because their ballots were not going through the machines correctly. They were checked in at the original place. They went to the new polling place. They were told that they couldn't check in at the new polling place because they were checked in at the old polling place. And remember, Republicans asked for an additional like two or three hours to allow these voters to vote. And the Democrats opposed that motion. And they're still not counting like 9,000 votes in Maricopa County. So they clearly stole this election from Abe. And stolen elections definitely have consequences because this Democrat operative, Attorney General Chris Mace, has just filed another criminal indictment as part of the Democrats' lawfare. They've indicted Trump four different times. They've named Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator in Arizona. They can always add him later. And they've named Trump's White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. They've named several attorneys and many others for lawfully challenging the 2020 election, which is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It's also allowed by the First Amendment. And this Democrat operative, Chris Mays, has, this is the most egregious timing of them all. It's right when we're in the middle of election season. They named Christina Bob as one of the defendants. She just got named to the RNC to run the election integrity division. They also named Boris Epstein, who's Trump's key legal advisor, most trusted legal advisor, who's with Trump in the New York City trial. As we speak, they're naming Trump's key lawyers at key times to run this lawfare and election interference. Let me just make this very clear again. This is a criminal conspiracy to violate rights, a very serious crime under federal law. This is a criminal conspiracy to violate the civil rights of President Trump, Walt Nauta, his co-defendant in Florida, 18 co-defendants in Georgia, his top lawyers. They've done this to Bannon. They've done this to Peter Navarro. They've gone after these January 6 defendants, these political prisoners who are being persecuted with the Biden Justice Department's malicious contortion of a federal obstruction of justice statute passed after Enron to go after corporate obstruction of justice, like document shredding. And the Biden Justice Department has politicized and weaponized 1512 to go after Trump and his and these January 6 defendants. This is a criminal conspiracy to violate their civil rights, and it's with on many different fronts with President Biden, his deputy White House counsel Jonathan Sue, Matthew Colangelo, who went from the number three office in the Biden Justice Department to Bragg's office, Bragg, Jack Smith, Jay Bratt, this Chris Mays in Arizona, Fannie Willis, her dumb, unqualified boyfriend, Nathan Wade, who met with the Biden White House, including the White House counsel, billed his time, 16 hours at $250 an hour. These Democrat prosecutors, these Democrat judges, Juan Merchan, whose daughter is a leading fundraiser for the Democrats, for Biden, for Kamala Harris, who's raised $100 million off of this criminal prosecution over which her father, Judge Merchan, is presiding. He donated to Biden in 2020, another anti-Trump cause. There must be severe political, legal, and financial consequences to this on January 20th, 2025, when President Trump is sworn in and his acting attorney general takes office at the Justice Department.
Mike, before I let you go, I know the Article 3 Project is working on getting Congress to basically do what you guys are doing. We'd be better if we had a bunch of Republican members like yourself and all of your colleagues over at the Article 3 Project, although, I don't know, as Steve always says, you're maybe a little too Irish for that. No, I'm kidding. But if people want to help support your new initiative, give us a little tease on it and how people can follow you and support your efforts more broadly.
Yeah, thank you, Natalie. Go to article3project.org, and there's the Article 3 Project Action Center. Take action. And when you take action in this action center, it will take you to one of the key actions that is so important right now. The Article 3 Project, championed by Congressman Andrew Clyde in the House of Representatives, is calling on the House of Representatives to include a policy rider in the next appropriations bill to cut off funding for this republic-ending election interference and lawfare. And it's simply this: no federal funds may be used to prosecute a major presidential candidate on or before November 5th, 2024, and any state or local government that prosecutes any major presidential candidate before November 5th, 2024 loses all federal funding. They need to put these criminal trials on ice until after November 5th, 2024, so we can have President Trump doing what he's supposed to be doing, campaigning for office, instead of stuck as a prisoner. And Judge Juan Merchan, this Manhattan Democrat operative judge whose daughter is illegally fundraising off of this case, he must recuse. Even a former federal Clinton judge went on Caitlin Collins' show on April 5th on CNN and said he must recuse under New York statute. He's refusing to do it. We need to support Andrew Clyde's policy writer. So go to article3project.org and take action. You could do a patch-through call to both your home state senators. Actually, this one's just to your member of the House. And it's you can also email them on social and then light them up on social media. This is really important that people start lighting up the House. These Republicans and the House of Representatives need to find their backbone. So let's help them do it.
Mike Davis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I think we got Dave Walsh with us to talk about the latest moves the Biden regime is taking to, frankly, make it unlivable here in the United States from an energy perspective. I don't know if you guys have filled up your car recently, looked at the gas prices, but as you guys well know, it runs so much deeper out, almost argue all the way to the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the WHOs of the world, all the climate change alarmists who just want you to obey their mandates, whether it's COVID, whether it's public health, whether it's climate change, whether it's racism, insert the crisis of the day. You got to go to birchgold.com/Bannon to avoid financial crisis to get the new installment of The End of the Dollar Empire. I don't know about you guys. My weekend plans will be reading that, all about CBDCs, digital currency, all that fun stuff. Birchgold.com/Bannon. But Dave, here there's some new policies that the Biden regime has adopted when it comes to, is it coal-fired? I don't know what they are. Coal plants, I guess they're trying to phase them out from my brain. Give us the latest.
Well, it's been a very bad week. We started with Earth Day was Monday. A series of announcements, but the really big one, the clincher, was the announcement by the EPA, Michael Reagan, head of the EPA, that we finalized the rulings that he promoted back in 2022 initially, have been finalized now, that would lead to the cessation of coal-fired electricity in the United States by 2039 completely, unless these plants adopt something called carbon capture systems to backfit with the mercury and air toxics standards that were promulgated by Obama years ago, now vastly tightened up with this new set of regulations that would cause plants to close if they don't have $4 billion carbon capture systems installed that don't really work and proven to be technically not feasible and economically completely infeasible, because you're talking about investment of something like $4 billion for each 1,000-megawatt coal-fired power plant. That's not going to happen. They'd close. So you're talking about 25% of the nation's baseload continuous duty electricity comes from coal plants, about 18% of the nation's electricity, period. But about a quarter of it's constantly running all the time available based on the human commands of control room operators, baseload dispatchable electricity being shut down. At a time when the grid operators around the country, you know, we have 7 major electrical grids in the U.S., in PJM, in MISO, in CAISO, California, ERCOT, Texas, PJM is Pennsylvania, Maryland, Northern Virginia, MISO is the upper Midwest, 13 states. In about 80% of the country, the grid operators are now ringing the alarm bells that we already have an electricity shortage because of this mass introduction of renewables that has been accompanied by the shutdown of coal and nuclear. They're on all the time.
Dave, I'm going to have to cut you off, not because you're running out of power, but we got to jump to break. Warren Posse, we'll be back. We got Dave Walsh, EJ Antoni, Catherine O'Neill. We have so much more to go through. New numbers, or should I say lies? Numbers is too euphemistic a term, coming from the Fed. EJ Antoni has been right all along, as we always seem to be in the war room, and we don't get tired of it. We'll be right back after the break.
Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at my MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. We still got Dave Walsh with us. Now, Dave, there's some interesting numbers coming out of the UK showing that for the first time wind is overtaking fossil fuels as their largest power generation source. And some just concerning trends. We have the graph up on the screen. If you want to walk us through, of course, what this means in the UK, but sort of cross-apply it to what's going on here in the United States.
Well, if one looks at this chart and accumulates the wind and fossil energy, which is essentially most of their energy electrically, they have some nuclear. They've shut down a bunch of that, though, shut down all their coal. What this shows is, since if you go back to 2000, this doesn't show, England has reduced its consumption of electricity by 20%, a 20% reduction in the gross consumption of electricity, which this does show since 2015, about a 14% reduction in the consumption of electricity since that time, which is economic disaster. For any developed country to be going through a period of substantive reduction in electrification is a substantive reduction in its economy, in its industrial strength, in its ability to make products, in its ability to advance, to have server centers, to have data centers, to have investment in industry. You need electricity growth, not decline. England is in a state of economic decline. Its GDP has badly lagged that of the GDP growth. The U.S., China, and most of the developed world badly lagging in the U.K. directly because of the increasing lack of electricity as they convert stuff that runs all the time, coal and nuclear and natural gas, to wind and solar. Solar operates about 3 hours a day in the UK, wind about on land about 7.5. Therefore, you have less electricity. Therefore, you have a devastated economy. That's what this shows me. It's a horrible picture when you add the two together. It's decline in electricity consumption, very substantial. And that's what's going to happen here with this draconian announcement of this week on the coal plants. Less electricity, higher prices. We've already seen across the country in this administration about a 27% national increase in electricity cost. That is because we're having increasingly less of it as opposed to our demand for it. Florida alone, we've had 29% rate hikes in the last 2.5 years. And so everyone should be prepared for a lot more of this as we keep talking about shutting down constant duty electricity plants like coal plants that are desperately needed.
Dave, if people want to follow you, keep up to date with your analysis on all things, where can they go to do that?
Natalie, thanks for having me. I'm on Getter at Dave Walsh Energy and Truth Social the same. Thank you.
Of course. We got EJ Antoni joining us in the break. I was asking him, I hear there's a new number or some new figure coming out that shows that the Biden regime has been lying to us for years about everything that's going on in the economy. And he said, oh, don't worry, they're all bad. it's all the same. They're not doing too hot, which is true, but you've been vindicated again. It's one of those interesting positions where, as an investigative reporter, I always found myself in these strange shoes where it's like you don't want to be right, because when you're right that the whole entire country is bought off by the Chinese Communist Party doesn't necessarily bode well, just like you don't necessarily want to be right that our economic future is as bleak as the numbers portend. But if you want to walk us through the latest figures that have just come out, just the latest piece of evidence to sort of support the war room theory or a hypothesis of the case.
Certainly, Natalie, and you're absolutely right. It was a lot more fun to be an accurate forecaster when it meant things like rising real incomes and a growing middle class under President Trump. Unfortunately, that's not what we see today. We see the opposite. So this latest round of data shows us that the economy is growing slower, inflation is going up even faster than it was before. In other words, people are becoming demonstrably poorer. And what's interesting is that, you know, the Fed and different people within the Biden administration have come up with new ways of measuring inflation, because what they are essentially trying to do, Natalie, is take out the different components of inflation, which are going up very quickly. So they're trying to remove not just food, not just energy, but even things like housing to create these new inflation metrics that show a lower number. Because at the end of the day, this is just all about politics and trying to present a good number to the voters. And what's happening now is even those essentially made up numbers aren't looking very good anymore. And we're even seeing that the Fed's preferred measure of inflation is back on the rise. In other words, there is no political excuse anymore for Jerome Powell to cut interest rates, something that he has been chomping at the bit to do ever since last fall. Why? Because he knows that if President Trump wins, he's out of a job. Jerome Powell is not going to get renominated to serve another term at the Fed. So his only hope of keeping his job is if Biden wins re-election. And increasingly, it looks like the only way that's going to happen is if the Fed intervenes and artificially gooses the economy in an election year. And unfortunately, if they do that, it's going to make the inflation problem even worse than it already is.
EJ, I want to link this to something that we opened the show with, talking about the record low birth rates here in the United States and, of course, that continuing declining trend. I'm just curious how all of this, and let's call it what it is, economic warfare, is sort of exacerbating that problem. Am I mistaken in that?
No, Natalie, you bring up a really, really great point, which is that there is actually a connection between the easy money policies of the Federal Reserve, artificially low interest rates, cheap credit. There's a connection between all of that and low birth rates, believe it or not. It all comes down to hedonism. As you penalize savers, and that's what happens when we have these high rates of inflation and artificially low returns on investment, returns on savings, which you get from artificially low interest rates. As you penalize savers, you disincentivize saving and you incentivize spendthrift behavior. In other words, you'd start telling people implicitly to just live for today, and people begin to increasingly adopt a hedonistic financial mindset. Well, that bleeds over into other aspects of people's life. And so there's actually a very strong correlation between these elevated levels of inflation and all kinds of social pathologies, not the least of which are lower birth rates, as you pointed out.
EJ, I was looking through just, you know, economic news, the Bloombergs, of course, all the mainstream media, the CNNs of the world, and they've started putting out the op-eds, which always is when my kind of red alarm goes off, you know, saying, oh, don't worry about the economy. It may look like it's going to shambles, but that's misinformation. It's actually great. There's a sort of barrage of op-eds, and it ebbs and flows, particularly when the numbers come out, right? They have to cover their tracks. But just curious, is there any legitimacy to what they're saying in terms of that narrative? I mean, I think the answer, that's not a rhetorical question, but can you just sort of walk us through one more time the case as to why, despite the mainstream media's spin, it's just not happening?
Oh, certainly, Natalie. I mean, this economy is so good, you have to be told it's good. Otherwise, you'll think it's terrible. It makes perfect sense, right? Of course not. This is absolute claptrap from the political establishment on both sides, by the way. It's the entire establishment. It is the uniparty pushing this narrative. But here's the reality. Prices have gone up so much faster than wages that it's been the equivalent of the typical American family losing thousands of dollars in annual income. On top of that, interest rates have gone up, which has increased borrowing costs by thousands of dollars, again, for the typical American family. Altogether, families are paying about $250 billion a year right now just in credit card interest. I'm not talking about paying down the balance. I'm talking about just interest on their credit cards. So you put together thousands of dollars in lost purchasing power and thousands of dollars in higher financing costs, and the typical American family feels about $8,000 poorer today compared to when Biden took office. Please explain to me in what world you can call that a good economy. The only people it has been good for are two groups at the far extremes of the income distribution. The very, very wealthy high income earners who find themselves in the political donor class and who are getting all kinds of benefits and handouts and goodies from this administration, and people who essentially have no income and are living off the government dole, which has been greatly expanded by this administration.
EJ, I'm also curious to how immigration, legal and illegal, I feel like we need to add a new category, an invader type, right, military fighting age males from, I don't know, the Chinese Communist Party, but how that is either helping them sort of, you know, amidst a fog of war, fudge the numbers a bit, but more realistically, when you look under the hood, how that is making the economic reality, the lived reality of so many Americans so much worse.
Natalie, it's a great question, and I think the labor market provides a key answer here. And it's that if you look at native-born American employment, you find that there are actually a million fewer of them working today compared to before the pandemic. And so where have all, or I should say who, have gotten all of the millions of jobs that have been created on net since before the pandemic? It has gone, they've gone entirely to foreign-born workers. And so when we poll people and we ask, how do you feel about the economy? These likely voters are giving us overwhelmingly negative responses. Why? Because they're not the ones who are getting all of these jobs. Also, when you do look at just Americans with who have jobs, these native-born Americans, you increasingly find that more and more of them have second or even third jobs because they simply can't make ends meet. But at the end of the day, Natalie, every time someone gets a job, it doesn't matter if it's their first job, their second, or even their third. It doesn't matter if they're a native-born American or a foreign-born worker. Every time another person is employed at another business, it gets counted as an additional payroll in these monthly job numbers, which has caused the numbers to simply explode. But a really interesting report came out just a few days ago that showed in the third quarter of last year, when Biden's Bureau of Labor Statistics was saying that we were gaining 640,000 jobs in just 3 months, this new report says that we actually lost 190,000 jobs during that same time period. So clearly the numbers are not adding up and the economy is not anywhere nearly as strong as we've been led to believe.
EJ, if people want to follow you, keep up to date with all of your wonderful yet clinical, yet just superb analysis, where can they go to do all that?
Best place to find me is going to be on X. The handle there is @RealEJAntoni.
The account that the Fed does not want you to follow, so you got to make sure you follow it. EJ, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Natalie.
And Warren Posse, while you're at it, you can go to birchgold.com/Bannon to get the latest installment of The End of the Dollar Empire. Usually when I say that I'm talking about, what is it, the fourth one? I think this is the fifth one. Volume 5, The End of Economic Freedom, with a very nice looking graphic, if I do say so myself. I'm sure Philip Patrick will be on the show tomorrow walking you through all the reasons why you got to get that book. Steve, of course, wrote it focusing on CBDCs, all the digital currency stuff that the World Health Organization is pushing. Fun fact, the World Health Organization launched an AI assistant. You should go and check it out on their website if you have some free time this weekend, and you can ask her questions. I asked her where COVID-19 originated. She told me it came from a wet market. She said it's not good to spread conspiracy theories, too. I was chastised by an AI robot for being a conspiracy theorist. I think that's pretty on brand, if I do say so myself. You can go check out what they're doing over at the World Health Organization. You know, they're, I would argue, playing a very intimate role, have a strong hand in all the topics we've been covering today, whether it's the climate change stuff, the suppression of birth rates, frankly, even what's going on fiscally here with just the weakening of the United States dollar. There's no entity, maybe except the Chinese Communist Party, that benefits so much when we see this trend of de-dollarization continue. And make no mistake, a lot of these deals that are being inked with the Chinese Communist Party and Yuan, not using the U.S. dollar, are energy companies that, of course, Hunter Biden is invested in. No conspiracies, no coincidences. I don't know. I disagree with Steve. Maybe there are some conspiracies. We'll be right back after the break.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs. like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. We got Catherine O'Neill of former Trump White House fame turned, what are you, mother, wife, rancher, all the things that anyone could ever aspire to be, contrary to mainstream media programming. But Catherine, I hear you have some exciting news for the War Room posse. Is it a new product?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Natalie. So I'm really excited to announce our launch of hot dogs. They are all natural, no nitrate, beef, pure beef hot dogs. We call them old-fashioned Franks. We just launched them today, and you need to get them now because they're amazing, and I've already tried them. I'm actually going to eat them tonight for dinner. Please go to meriwetherfarms.com and order your all-natural, old-fashioned beef franks before they go out of stock.
I was going to say, things seem to sell out very quickly on your site. It's every time you come on, you have like basically no inventory. But give the audience, just for those who aren't familiar with Meriwether Farms, sort of how unique you are to the market. No mRNA, none of that stuff.
All grass.
So
we are a vertically integrated cattle company, as I like to say. So we control the whole process. Typically, the cattle industry is very fractured. So one person does one task, the next person does another task. So we do everything. We control the raising, the feeding, the processing, the packaging. We do it all ourselves. We have an amazing team of about 30 people here in Wyoming, and they're amazing, hardcore patriots just like yourselves that come in every single day to make sure that you guys have the best and healthiest products on the market. So today we're launching our hot dogs. We also have a Mother's Day box on our site, if you see, which is a really special thing that we put together to all of our wonderful mothers. This is my second Mother's Day, so that's really exciting. So get them while they last, because as Natalie mentioned, they go out pretty frequently. And we want to make sure the War Room posse has first dibs on all of our new stuff.
Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. Give us the website one more time.
Thank you so much. It's meriwetherfarms.com. And if you use the code War Room, you'll get 10% off the hot dogs or the Franks. So meriwetherfarms.com, code word War Room.
Thank you, Catherine. And hey, maybe for another Mother's Day gift, you can go to shesoright.co, get some USA-made pro-Trump, pro-America first swag. Or while you're at it, you could also go to MyPillow and support the man, the myth, the election integrity legend, Mike Lindell, who I think we have joining us with a beautiful background. You're not too far from me, I don't think. Mike, what's the latest on the deal front?
Well, we got great deals. I want to tell everybody, though, too, check out what we're doing at LindellPlan.com, everybody. There's a lot of stuff going on over there for secure our election. But we've got the greatest deal right now. Two more days, for the next 2 days, you get a free Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillow for any purchase at MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com, go down to the War Room Square. There you see it, everybody. You get the exclusive War Room special, the free American flag pillow, and you've got the premium pillows on sale for $25, everybody. $25, king or queen, don't matter. The MyPillow 2.0 is the lowest price ever. Buy one, get one free. My production is at full capacity right now. And they're even working overtime to get you all these great products. We have the towels. Remember, the slides and sandals for the spring are in. All the sizes and colors, $25. We have the kitchen towels, $25. And you guys get, you can get those slides and sandals, the one down below, the ones that were the mistake, for $9.50, and then get yourself a free roll and go anywhere pillow. This is today and tomorrow, this weekend only. This is it, everybody. So get them now, or call the call center. You got the call my call center. They'll take your orders now. They love the War Room Posse. Natalie, they made it all possible. Everybody, the capacity of my pillow, we're back to full capacity, making these great pillows in the U.S. in the USA, made in the USA.
And Mike, can you give us some updates on the very uphill battle, election integrity front that you're working on?
Yeah, you guys, and check that out, everyone, at LindellePlan.com. You go there. Remember, they did not, they rejected, they would not take our Supreme Court case. But you know what? Don't be discouraged, because all the new evidence got put in there. It's a matter of public record now. We're using it across the country in all our other lawsuits. And everybody, we now, if you go to LindellePlan.com, there's petitions there for you to sign. These are petitions like none other. These are, we're going to go to all the county clerks in the country, all 3,143 counties, and we, so go find your county on the website, LindellePlan.com, sign in your county, and what we're going to do is bring them to your clerks and show them that you're behind them, that they're, you know, they, we don't want them to have any fear when they say, hey, we want to go to paper ballots. So this is all part of our plan. It's like having a sales pitch in every county in the United States. We already have 250 counties that are committed to paper ballots for the 2024 election, and we're getting more every day, everybody. So I'm really encouraged. It's a great day. And Natalie, the getting everybody involved. We have over 300,000 people on the ground in all 50 states, but they need your help, everybody. If you can support them at LindellePlan.com, go there now and put in a donation. Help out. This we've got to save our country, secure our election platforms. And but thanks for asking me that, because the Supreme Court, they wouldn't, once again, they wouldn't accept the case, but we are going to take those back to the state level now, too. So we're never quitting. We're never stopping until we save our country and secure our elections.
One more time, the promo code, the phone number, the deals, where can they go to get it?
There it is, everybody. Go to MyPillow.com, and if they can put up the phone number for the website, go to MyPillow.com. You get a free Go Anywhere MyPillow with any purchase today. Any purchase using promo code WARROOM. So you get all the deals, plus you get this. By the way, Natalie, I'm going to say one more thing. If you've never been to the MyPillow website with the promo code WARROOM, go there. We'll send you a free digital gift. And that's absolutely free just for shopping at the website. So big, great things
I'm
for the
sold.
War Room Posse.
Thank you for joining us, Mike. Have fun at Mar-a-Lago. The video audience, you can see his beautiful backdrop. And a happy, happy birthday to none other than Melania Trump. I'm sure the War Room Posse wishes her well. War Room Posse, Steve will be back later and tomorrow. Have a good one.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest, from the online evaluation to license, pharmacy, delivery, and ongoing care. Visit JaceMedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, JaceMedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.